This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Republican leaders from around the state are going to have a state committee meeting this weekend. Among other things, they will vote on some resolutions they did not get to at their recent state convention. Meanwhile, Democrats around the state are trying to figure out how to raise money so they can actually make a two-party contest in some of the elections that are coming up. They have very little cash on hand and a very thin bench. So what is happening with the state parties? And do most voters really care anymore, whether they're Democrats or Republicans? Steve Anthony is a lecturer in political science at Georgia State University. He's a former executive director at the State Democratic Party and a former chief aide to then-House Speaker Tom Murphy. Steve Anthony, welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
The Republicans first. They are meeting really to clean up unfinished business from their state convention. But these resolutions have really divided some of the state party. The one that most people are talking about would say, let's get rid of primaries and have a nominating convention where the activists just show up and select their candidates. At a time when the party's trying to broaden its base, isn't this, at least to many people, a step backwards?
Well, I think it is. The difference between a convention and a primary is significant. And if you go to a convention, I think you're actually restricting grassroots activism. Or if all you have showing up are grassroots, then what you're going to get is the most extreme positions of that political party, regardless of which party you're talking about. And the moderates, the independents, none of those people are geared, so to speak, to come and participate in this kind of function.
The Democrats, though, have just, in effect, ousted their party chair because of some legal trouble. They have about $15,000 in the bank as of their recent reporting disclosure, so they are in no position to take advantage of any problems the GOP might have in Georgia.
That's correct. They are in disarray from an organizational standpoint. Obviously, there's still a lot of Democratic voters in Georgia and a lot of people who will offer as Democrats on the ballot. But as far as structurally and the party apparatus, it is virtually non-existent.
But in order to have successful outcomes in elections, a party like the Democrats doesn't need just voters. It needs candidates. And isn't that where a state party comes in?
Yeah, you're exactly right. The state parties now are different animals than they were 15 years ago, but one of the duties that they still have is to recruit candidates, provide, get out the vote, help, and also to provide research and information and information for these candidates to run on, to do research for the candidates so that they can come up with the information that they need, because in these kinds of races, those kind of candidates really don't have those kind of resources.
So why aren't the Democrats able to put together an organization that can recruit candidates?
Well, I don't think we've got enough time to answer that question. That is a decade. That involves answers that have been developing over the past decade. There's a lot of reasons. The biggest problem the Democrats have by far, and it's almost a circle, a catch-22, they've got to get money. And they're not going to get money if they're not in power. And if they're not in power, they're not going to get money. So they really have got to figure out a innovative way to reach out and generate dollars that are not the normal way of doing it, because those normal ways of doing it don't exist anymore. With Citizens United Supreme Court case, all the big bucks are going in different directions. So they've got to generate some money, in my opinion, so that they can put together an effort to even do the stuff that you're talking about.
For either party, do most voters anymore even identify with the state Democrats and Republicans, even though they might feel inclined to support one national party or the other? Do they even care about their state parties anymore?
Most, I don't know. It would be close, but certainly polling and statistics show that a plurality of people are not connected to, emotionally or intellectually, to either political party. And probably in the next decade, it will be a majority.
Steve Anthony is a lecturer in political science at Georgia State University. He's a former executive director of the State Democratic Party and a former chief aide to House Speaker Tom Murphy. Steve Anthony, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it, and have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure. You too, Dennis.